Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah? I don't have time for English. I have so many things to do. Work is busy. I have lots of university assignments. And in my free time, I like to relax. I don't want to be studying or thinking about English.
Well, yeah, we get it. But we are telling you it is possible to learn English and practice your English every day. And in this podcast lesson, we are going to give you some hints and tips and some strategies to help you make English a part of your everyday life.
And don't forget to head on over to our Instagram at reallife.english for some exclusive extra tips.
Oh yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
exhilarating
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, training your kangaroo how to bring you the newspaper, or even
getting ready for a dinner with your friends.
Oh yeah. I'm joined here in the global studio, super global, the most global we've probably ever been, with, as always, the lovely Andrea. How's it going, Andrea?
It's going well, thank you.
And then the thunder down under, have to say it twice because he's actually down under now. How's it going, Ollie?
Good. Hello from the future. It's kind of strange, like the time difference, but I am in the future.
What's it like there?
Well, I'm actually locked up in a hotel quarantine for 2 weeks, actually. So I don't know. I haven't left the room.
At least you have some work to keep you busy. I can't imagine if someone didn't have a remote job, they would probably go stir crazy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I could not imagine if I was, you know, if I had nothing to do, it'd be crazy. Because I think Australian TV is quite trash, which means it's not very good.
And what does that mean to go stir crazy?
Just to go crazy, to be out of control and just be really bored and kind of like lose your mind, really.
Yeah. And that usually happens, I think, when someone's pent up or they're really bored.
Oh, pent up. What does that mean?
If you're pent up, I think that comes from like a pen, right? Which is like a cage. So if you're pent up, it's like you're in a small space and you can't leave.
It does kind of like, I don't want to compare it to prison because my situation is obviously completely different, but like, it's kind of like that where you can't go outside. Otherwise you'll get a fine. You have to pay money, or like they even threatened jail time for us, which I think is quite extreme. But anyway,
it'll take you to real prison.
No, thank you.
I think when you actually leave, you're probably going to be like, wow, I'm actually coming out of this room. I'm out the door. It must be strange just to be in a room and actually not physically be allowed to leave it.
It's going to be like the end of a Disney movie with like the birds chirping and...
Hope so.
So, hence the kangaroos. And we're trying out a new section to start off the podcast. Ollie has some words of wisdom for us.
Yeah, I do. And you may have heard me mention my dad's words once or twice on the podcast. And my dad always used to say to me growing up, especially when he wanted us to do housework, and I would say to him, Dad, I'm so busy. I have my homework to do. And he would always say, busy people make time. And I think it kind of fits well into this week's episode because we're all busy. Like, we have non-negotiables, things that we can't change, basically, whether that be you're working full-time, you're studying full-time, or you're working part-time and studying part-time. So trying to like find parts in your day where you can build English learning into that so that you can get rid of that excuse of, oh, I'm too busy, and you can basically, you know, change your life and not only learn English, but like live it.
Yeah, I read this book a few years back called Essentialism. It basically is all about this. It's about, you know, what is essential to you and being able to make those things priority. And one of the things, the stories that I like from that, I think, if I remember it correctly, it was something like he changed out saying I'm too busy to saying it's not a priority. And so he says, basically, if you do this, you'll recognize what's really important. Because, for example, if you were to tell your child, if you have a young child and your child comes up to you and wants to play with you, you say, you know, sorry, whatever, sorry, little Timmy, that's just not a priority for me, then that's probably, it's a lot easier to say I'm not busy. But if you say, you know, spending time with your child is not a priority, that might make you think a bit differently about it. And you might actually make that time as a busy person. You might actually make that time to spend more time with your child, with little Timmy.
Really put it into perspective, even for me, Ethan.
You'll have to share those words of wisdom with your dad.
Definitely. Just changing the words you use.
Totally. All right. So we're going to make some time now for a shout out for a very special listener out there.
So today's shout out comes from Nestor from Mexico, and he says, "Hi there, this is Nestor from Mexico. Guys, you are amazing. This podcast is the best. To be honest with you, I have been improving my listening because in the past it was so bad, and little by little I've learned a lot. Anyways, keep with this wonderful job. Love you."
Oh, wow. We love you too, Nestor. Thanks so much for
I was going to say it.
Thanks so much for being a fan. And we're so glad to hear that it's helping you out a lot, that you're putting up with our antics. And if you want us to shout you out, just like we have Nestor today, you can head over to Apple Podcasts like he did and leave us a 5-star review. And the great thing when you do this is that you can help other people from around the world have a lot of fun learning with us. Or you can download the Real Life English app if you don't use Apple Podcasts, and you can leave a review for the app, and that's another way that we can shout you out. And this is a great way to learn with our podcast, because for free, you get full transcripts for every episode, and that's going to help you to understand a lot better and to learn all the most important vocabulary and so much more. So be sure to head over to the Apple Store or Google Play Store and look up the Real Life English app and download that today. And that said, we're going to jump into today's main topic, all about things that you can add to your daily routine to learn English every day. And this is going to help you a lot if you have a busy schedule like we do. Hey there, Real Lifer. Just a quick break from this episode to share a big announcement with you about the recent launch of the brand new Real Life English app, where Ollie, Andrea, and I, your Real Life Fluency coaches, will guide you beyond the classroom to live, learn, and literally speak English in the real world, which is to understand natives, speak with anyone, and connect to the world. So, how do we accomplish that with our app? To start with, you can listen to the Real Life English podcast, even this very episode, with digital transcripts so that you can follow along and develop your listening fluency, plus check dozens of definitions of all the most difficult vocab, idioms, phrasal verbs, slang, and much more that you won't find anywhere else or in any other podcast. And how would you like to develop real-life speaking confidence at the touch of a button by speaking with other learners while making friends across cultures? Sounds like a dream, right? Well, now with the Real Life app, it will be a dream come true. Download the app to listen to our podcast with transcripts and definitions whenever and wherever you want, and speak with people from all around the world. What are you waiting for? Join our global community today by clicking the link in the description of this podcast or going to www.reallifeglobal.com/app or search for the Real Life English app in the Google Play or Apple App Store today. And let us guide you beyond the classroom to live and learn and speak English in the real world. Aw, yeah. All right, Ollie, so what is the first tip that we have for people, the first way people can make more time for their English?
So I think one of the most important things that you need to do is actually create an environment where you can listen to and absorb English every day. Like if you're at home and everything is, you know, crazy loud and you don't really have a quiet, not even a quiet space, but a nice space to practice your English, then it's just, you're not going to live your English. So there's a few ways that you can build English into your daily routine. So if you have a smartphone, you can play the news in English. The BBC World Service is a good one because they talk about issues around the world, obviously. BBC World Service, BBC World News.
Except that's British English, Ollie. Who wants to learn British English?
Oh, how dare you? What's wrong with British English?
if people are learning American English, they might want to check out NPR. I don't know if there's an Australian equivalent.
No. I mean, we have SBS, which is, yeah, we have SBS, but not really. But the good thing about, like, you know, news being available is the fact that you can make it automatic. And that's what I do. When I wake up, my alarm goes off. And then second, the Australian news. And then I sometimes have the Spanish news go off or something like that. To go off means to listen. So make listening automatic, like your money transfers when you get paid each month.
That's a great idea. I think too, you were talking about creating an environment, right? So creating a place that's your zen space for your English almost. And with my students a lot, I would help them to create this in their car, basically, because so many people have a long commute. And so for many people, you're just sitting in your car anyway. So instead of getting frustrated over the traffic, you could turn this into, you know, an English classroom every day. Probably a lot of you listening already do this. If you're listening to podcasts, you probably enjoy listening to podcasts in the car. But if you're not doing that yet, listening to podcasts, listening to the news, or we've even had people who are students of Fluent with Friends that will download the audio files of the episodes and they'll listen to the audio of Friends in the car. And that can be kind of like a fun way, you know, if you're watching the series to review and practice your listening.
It's a great way to make that time that normally would feel wasted or be like dead time to really utilize it, because it's like you said, rather than being negative and thinking, oh, I have to sit in an hour of traffic to get home today, you can really enjoy that time and think about how you're going to use it to improve your English. And you can listen to the radio in English as well. Like maybe if you're not that into podcasts, you can listen to the radio. There'll be like news bites during that as well, but then you're listening to music in English, and it's a great way to, again, just create that environment and absorb English, like if you feel you don't have time.
What does news bites mean?
So I guess like on the radio, you know, every hour or every half an hour, they kind of cut the broadcast or like, yeah, what's happening and stop the music. And there's like a bite-sized piece of news. So it's usually like
breaking news.
Yeah, like a minute of the top stories or something, rather than a really lengthy news report.
For listeners of Spotify too, Spotify has done some pretty nifty things with this. For example, they have a personalized playlist called The Daily Drive, which I don't use because I don't commute to work. But if I did, I probably would use this. But it personally recommends you songs that you'll probably enjoy, because I think it comes from your playlist. But it's kind of like what Andrew is talking about, that you'll have something like four or five songs, and then it has news from different sources. So you might have, I was looking at this before recording so I could kind of refresh myself. So you might have like some songs and then from the BBC and then some more songs and then CNN and then some more songs and then The Economist. So you'll be getting even different sources.
Wow.
And from different sources, you tend to have different prioritization of breaking news, right?
That's cool. I think I'm going to use that.
And you mentioned an interesting word there, Ethan. You said nifty. What does that mean?
Nifty. Sounds very American, doesn't it? Do you guys use that?
Yeah, we probably
think
use it.
Yeah. Oh.
So if something is nifty, it means it's creative, right? It's resourceful in some sense. So you say it's nifty because it's maybe an innovative solution to something more traditional. And one of the nice things when you're listening to Spotify is, as opposed to the radio, is if you don't like a song, you just skip over it. That's something nowadays, my parents still listen to the radio. I can't stand it because just having to like switch through the stations to find something I like, can't be bothered. So reflect a little bit on where you can create your English listening environment and start listening to the news, start listening to podcasts or any other audio material. What's the next tip that we have here?
Well, this might not sound surprising to a lot of you listening, but in case you are new here, we have just developed a world-class app, the Real Life app, where you can actually practice your speaking. And that's the next tip. You've got to practice your speaking. It's so important, you know, getting input through reading and listening is great. But if you're not using the language, then for me, I feel like you don't develop. I feel like I personally developed in Spanish when I started speaking, and I'm sure you two feel the same as well. So download the app and get started. And not only will you practice your speaking, but you're going to meet lots of people, expose yourself to different cultures, and just have a real global experience.
Yeah, speaking is so important, and making friends
can be one of the best motivators to continue learning because you have people that you want to communicate with. So head over to the app and meet some new people, learn about some new cultures. Beyond that, if people maybe are still feeling a bit shy or beyond just the time that they might be spending on the app, how can they improve their speaking at home alone?
Well, Ollie made a great lesson on this topic on the Real Life English YouTube channel. So I think there were 8 tips in that lesson. Is that correct? Like 8 different exercises that you can do to practice speaking alone at home, right, Ollie?
Yes, and there's some great acting in there as well if you want to see me acting.
We're waiting for a letter from the Oscars, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, but like that lesson is really good because the 8 tips are, they're not similar, they're really diverse, and it's, you're not going to get bored. So you could practice a tip a day, and if you like find a different way to practice that tip, you're expanding your ability to speak English even by yourself at home alone.
That's really empowering too, because I think so many people's excuse is I don't have anyone to speak with, so I can't improve my speaking. But Ollie is going to help you to break right through all of those excuses. Definitely check out that video. We'll stick it in the show notes of this episode over at reallifeglobal.com, and you can find the link in the description of this episode as well. But now it's time to move on to tip number 3. 3 out of 5, we're about halfway there.
So the next tip is to keep a word diary and add at least 1 new word a day to it. And this is something that I always recommend to my students because so many times you learn new words and then if you don't note it down or practice it and use it and really understand what it means, you're going to forget it. So it's really useful to, for example, make vocabulary lists while you watch TV or YouTube or you're reading. Just have like a little book or have like a notes on a notes page on your phone where you note these down. And also, even if you don't understand what it means, you can look it up later when you have time. And then to really remember that word, you can then like use spaced repetition. So like every 3 days, reviewing your list, and it's really going to help you to expand your vocabulary. And it also gives you an opportunity to practice your writing as well. Like if you're writing down the word and you write down the definition, and then maybe you're going to want to write down some sentences with the word as well to really cement your understanding and your knowledge of the word. Like it just, you can keep going and going and do lots of different activities with this.
It snowballs.
You took the words right out of my mouth, actually. I was going to say, like, you know, you do it week by week and each day you write a word and you have to, on the first day, you write a sentence with that word. And on the second day, you write a sentence with the word from day 2 and the word from day 1 on the same sentence. So you know, and then by the 7th day, you're using the 7 words, maybe in a couple of sentences. So like you're using all of those words, like the repetition, what you were talking about. I think that's fun. I might do that.
That's a pretty nifty tip, Ollie.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's fun. And it doesn't take that much time either. Like, how long is it going to take you to note down a word? And then even if you don't have time that day to like check the definition or write down the sentence, you've got it there ready for the time where you have your study time, you know? So it's just really handy.
Yeah. And using some sort of spaced repetition tool in tandem with this can be really useful. So like Anki, Memrise, Quizlet, there's a bunch of these. You can try out different ones and see which one you like the best. But that actually uses scientifically how your brain remembers things to remind you when you need to study a word so you don't forget it. And that way it gets lodged into your long-term memory.
It's stuck there. It can't come out.
Nice. Exactly. Yeah.
Definition of lodge if you didn't get it lodged into. So something really useful too, along with this, that I like to do is if I'm thinking about something in English, I'll sometimes force myself to think about how would I say that in another language that I know? And this can be really good because it can help you to identify words that you don't know. And you can even just maybe narrate what you're doing, for example, in the target language. So for you guys in English, you could, if you're cooking, for example, you could say, okay, I'm cutting the carrot, I'm sauteing the onion and different things like this. And when you get to something, you're like, oh, I don't know how I would actually say that in English then. Great, write it down. And then later you can look it up and stuff and you're adding even more to your vocabulary list. And it doesn't really take up any extra time.
Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use real native English and make it a permanent part of your life in a way that is fun, natural, and convenient. The best part is you can try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning series. We will send it to your email. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod. That's P-O-D to sign up. Now let's get back to today's podcast lesson.
Moving on, what is tip number 4?
So tip number 4 is to connect English to everyday tasks. And something that I really like to do all the time is look at reviews on YouTube. So maybe instead of looking at reviews of a camera or a phone or the new Apple Watch or whatever in your native language, you can literally type into YouTube, Apple smartwatch review. You can tell I obviously don't have an Apple Watch. And there's going to be hundreds of reviews there. But if you don't like reviews and you want to watch the news, just type in, you know, the news in English, like ABC News Live. A lot of the TV shows in the US and in the UK and even in Australia, they actually have live news on their YouTube channels as well.
That's a good point. Yeah, and anything, I think that's just a good tip in general. You were saying reviews, but just any knowledge that you need to know, you could start making it a practice to Google that or look it up on YouTube in English, right? So if you're looking for a recipe for how to cook something, you could try looking it up in English. If you're looking how to repair your lawnmower, I don't know why, I can't think of anything better. How to repair your Apple Watch.
Do you mow the lawn, Ethan?
I don't even have a lawn. I don't know why that popped into my mind. What is a lawn, by the way? I guess that might be a new word for people.
Oh, so a lawn is like it's the grass area in your house. It could be because I would call the lawn the front yard and the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think like people in the UK would call it a garden. And I think, Ethan, you would call it a backyard as well. The same as me, right?
Right. Yeah. The lawn, I tend to think of the one that the public sees, like the front one. But you could also say front yard, backyard. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's literally the grass. People might know the game Lawn Bowls, where I think it's in the Olympics, where you have to, you have the black balls and you have to roll it to try and get close to the white ball. And that's played on grass.
That's like bocce ball, right?
Oh, I think that's a different game.
Anyways, getting back on track here. Maybe you want to know the rules to, what was it called? Lawn bowling?
Lawn balls.
lawn balls. You want to know the rules to this game so you can start playing it on your front lawn. Whatever the case is, if you're like curious about something, try to get in the habit of looking it up in English instead of in your native language. And this can be a really great way. In general, too, like you English learners are lucky because in general, there's so much more information on the internet in English than any other language. So you might be able to find, in many cases, better information than you would in your native language. Wikipedia, that's another really great one.
And you can also change like the language on your phone or on your computer or on an app that you use every day. Because again, especially if you say you don't have time or it's difficult to find the time, that's something super easy that you can do. And without even thinking about it, you're practicing your English. I think I may have mentioned it a long time ago, but I remember the first time I moved to Barcelona in the school I was working in, the computer language was in Spanish and it would not allow me to change it to English. Like it was impossible, but it forced me to then, I learned how to use the computer. I learned all those words like that we would like normally like look for when using programs and the internet and just everything in Spanish. And okay, I was forced into that, but you don't have to. You can choose to do it. And it's a great way to learn.
Being forced into it can be good as well. Maybe if you have a friend who needs a little extra push, then you can, when he or she's not looking, you change their phone language to English.
The problem is with that, if you don't know the language that well, you can't, you don't know how to change it back.
I think when I was younger, I think I did that to my parents' phone and be like, let's put this phone in Turkish, see how they can.
So good.
We talked about music before as well, and I think another really great thing, maybe if you go on the commute in the bus, so I'm a big fan of Spotify, and they're not promoting it all, this podcast, I just love it. They have like collaboration with Genius Lyrics. So with a lot of songs, if you're like sitting on the bus, just automatically the lyrics will come up. And this can be really great because, you know, while you're listening to the song on the bus or whatever, you can kind of see what new words there are to learn there and add it to your vocabulary list on your phone, and then maybe look those up later or look them up in the moment. Depending on how bored you are in that moment, you can make it really as productive as you want, right?
Yeah, I do that a bit now at home. I think it's with Apple TV or something. Like when you play music, like the lyrics come up. It's a bit like karaoke. It's so much fun to like learn the lyrics of the songs and just have a sing.
Using the spatula or whatever as a mic, right?
Yeah.
Or the soap bottle. And if you want even more tips on how to do this, I actually made a video a while back that we can link in the show notes that will give you a bunch of different ideas for things you can start doing in English to kind of build these habits. But we don't have much time left, so we're going to move on to the fifth and final tip. And what is that, Ollie?
And this one is probably my favorite because it's the one that I use the most, and it's to utilize social media. So follow people that you admire or just people that you're interested in, because they will make short videos and posts all in English, like, you know, on TikTok, on Facebook. It's like 15 seconds or 30 seconds. So you're going to be exposed to English that is, you know, we often say we want to take you beyond the classroom, and you'll be exposed to slang. You'll be exposed to English that we use on the street. And in fact, when I was in Brazil, I learned a lot of songs because I exposed myself to the Brazilian TikTok, and I'm frantically like going through TikTok and liking every single Brazilian account that comes up, so the algorithm stays with me.
There you go. You're not going to start watching like videos of baby kangaroos and wallabies and koalas, right?
No, I do like the crocodile ones, but I'm not interested in kangaroos or koalas really.
But could be great if you're learning English, maybe if you aspire to go live in Australia, to follow those kind of accounts.
Exactly, yeah, right. Get to learn Australian English. Oh, she's crocodile's got big jaws, mate. It's gonna... I don't know what I'm talking about.
Crikey, she's a big one.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, gosh.
Watch Crocodile Dundee, right? Yeah, that can be really great because with everything we've been talking about too, a lot of it is about tying things that you're interested in, things that you already love doing, to your English learning. So if you love cooking, you could follow, you know, accounts that have to do with cooking. If you love fitness, you can follow accounts that have to do with fitness. If you love animals, you can follow, you know, all these accounts that have cute little pictures of kittens and puppies and maybe even baby koalas. So I think whatever you're interested in, there's tons of social media accounts. So you can turn something that maybe could be potentially a waste of time, right? Of just going through an Instagram feed or Facebook feed or Twitter feed or whatever the case, and turn it into learning time by architecting your accounts with English content.
Couldn't have said it better.
And as we mentioned, we have a special exclusive post for you over on our Instagram at reallife.english, where we're going to actually give you recommendations of some accounts that you might want to start following. They're not English learning accounts, but they are accounts in English that will help you to, as I said a moment ago, to kind of architect your English environment. So we've had so much fun talking about this with you guys today, but now it's time to run. It's very late there in Australia. And we'll see you next week on the Real Life English Podcast. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our real-life native immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part power learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.